Hey, spooky friends! Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Nightmare Fuel. This is a content warning for this episode. This episode is going to include domestic violence, some violence regarding a child. So just so you know, this is a content warning for the story, and I totally understand, and Kevin does too, if you guys want to skip and come back next week. But just wanted to let you know. If you need to skip. Thanks for listening.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2, season 1 of Nightmare Fuel. Yeah, I had 2.
No, I went to hold up one, like a finger, and see how it's 1, but I've got 2. This is my background. Anyway.
Okay, cool.
Sorry gotcha. For our listeners. Only the visual people will get that. Sorry.
Yes, those on YouTube. So, welcome to episode 2, season 1 of Nightmare Fuel. Your co-host, Kevin, she, her pronouns. Me, she, her pronouns. So glad you're back. Thanks for listening to us. That meant a lot. Specifically. Means. Yeah, not past tense. Means. It means a lot. Thanks for listening, guys. And I guess I don't have an intro question this time, so I guess we could just dive in.
Okay, well, my story today is actually pretty short, so this might be a shorter episode. So I'm scrambling real quick to think of a question I could ask to give us a little bit more
context.
Yeah. Oh, what's your favorite creepy creature?
I'm gonna go with the Jabberwock.
Ooh.
Or Jabberwocky.
Yeah.
Mostly because I like that song by Donovan.
Yeah.
Donovan, yeah. So I really like that. I would say if I was gonna go with like a literary creepy creature, it would be the Jabberwocky. A non-literary creepy creature, I'm probably gonna go like a shapeshifter. Like not a human shapeshifter, but like a shapeshifter that can shift into the shapes of animals. So like,
see, I would have lost that because I was pretty sure you were gonna go for the black-eyed Jagermuffins.
Those are not my favorite in any way. I do not talk about them.
Right.
Do not mention them.
I forgot.
Yes. So they are called Jagermuffins for a reason, and it's because you yag when you think about them.
What is it mean to yag?
You yak, but with your mouth closed, you go like like that.
Oh, is like, that what Jaeger means?
Yeah,
like Jaeger, but with less alcohol.
Exactly, because you do that also with Jaeger. You go like, you know, I make it work.
I for the podcast just remembered that I have Jaeger, and so I might know what I'm doing this evening.
Oh. Good.
Well, have you ever had Jaeger?
Yes, and I went like this.
Mm-hmm. I really it.
Like not for our good. Podcast listeners. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I like it. I think it tastes like black licorice.
Okay, that's cool. But let's get to our story, because like, oh wait, what's your favorite creepy creature?
That's a hard question. It changes on the regular. Right now, I'm definitely into witches because I'm actually working on a retelling of Baba Yaga. And so I've been doing a lot of research into witches, literary, like obviously Baba Yaga, but also like Slavic tradition, what a witch was.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you like to do those, delve into the literature. Yes. That's cool.
Want to make sure I'm doing a good job if I'm gonna, you know, put my 2 cents in.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be like a creation or origin story for her. I'm excited about it. I think it's gonna be pretty good.
You know, I like the origin stories. I've read a lot of those like creative retellings, but mostly for like Beauty and the Beast. So like anything from by Robin McKinley is a good choice. But I don't have the heat on in my house, so I'm cold, and I would like to start the story because this is fun. Hey, this is fun, guys. I'm a fun person, and this is a fun podcast, and we're going to hear a fun story. Okay.
Yeah. So again, this one is not supposed to be super creepy because I don't want to keep you up too late. So the title is I Came to Take You Away from This Place. And I'll tell you the author at the end because for whatever reason they put the author at the bottom. It is another creepypasta, and it does say that it's okay with video narratives. So
yeah,
it's not infringing on copyright.
It does. I don't like the title. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start.
Okay.
I guess it's more like a numbness. Like when a leg or arm falls asleep, whenever I move, there's a disconnect. It feels like my limbs aren't mine, like I'm controlling a marionette version of myself from somewhere far off. What about when you try to touch something? He asked. If I try to touch anything, her hand went up to his face, a thin trail of blue tailed behind it, an apparitional aura. I feel nothing. He imagined her hand would have felt cold on his skin, but just like her, he didn't feel anything. He had so many questions he wanted to ask, but his mind couldn't form a cohesive one. How are you? She interrupted his rambling. I understand you're curious, but how I'm here doesn't matter. I came to take you away from this place. He looked around his room. His bed sat in the corner, and his stuffed bear, Mr. Turner, was currently lying on the floor next to it.
I'm going to interrupt you. How you're here always matters. It always, always matters. If you're here as a ghost, I don't believe you. If you're here, you know, to pick me up after school because somebody else couldn't, I need proof. But, you know, there's always, like, it always matters. So yeah. If somebody's like gaslighting you and blowing you off like that, and they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, no, it's not a safe space unless you can ask questions. Also, is this a child? Because you said a stuffed bear, and I was definitely imagining a grown man.
Well, and they'll tell us in the story. No spoilers.
Okay, no spoilers. Yes.
Yeah. I have to honor the author. Okay. He looked around his room. His bed sat in the corner, and his stuffed bear, Mr. Turner, was currently lying on the floor next to it. A shirt hung on the closet door handle. That was the entirety of the space. He never realized how empty it was till an opportunity arose to leave. The walls were a plain color, and the floor was wood. Unlike the ghost's touch, it was ice cold on his bare feet. Now, feeling like he was doing something wrong, he whispered, why? Because that man doesn't know how to take care of you on his own. He's my father. I mean, he's our father. I can't, and because he hits you. Every kid gets punished by their father. No, not how he does it. Don't defend him. He felt tears try to escape from his eyes, to wet his face with the memory of horrible beatings his father had dealt him. He managed to hold them in, as the curiosity of his sister's current proposition and condition overcame his desire to cry.
Okay, so, like, this story is really going for the feels.
Yes. Yeah, it's just really, like, it really hits you right there.
Yeah, like, eased you in and then was like, whoa-bam.
I don't even feel like it eased you in. It eased, like, you just, like, you're right in the middle of the night and there's this apparition above this kid, and then you, like, not even a minute in, he's being abused, and you're just like, oh, what is happening? It's pretty rough.
Yeah, but, like, it eases you in by the, you're trying to figure out what's going on first, and then suddenly it's like,
yeah,
and then suddenly, like, oh, you have a very clear picture of what's happening here.
Yeah.
But I still don't trust this apparition.
The sister?
Sure, if that's what you want to call it. But gaslighting is not a good indication. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe she's just impatient.
I don't know. Like, if your sister showed up and It would be weird for them to be saying things like, yeah, maybe because I've not been abused in a parental relationship, and so maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that it would be a little different than like that man. He hits you. Like, I feel like there would be kind of like a team vocabulary of like, I'm trying to protect us. This is what is best for us. He hits us, like, so that we're on the same team. So there's a level of camaraderie and trust. And it, I think it speaks volumes that there's not that vocabulary.
You're so suspicious.
I am a very
Okay,
suspicious person. Yes, that is why I have a corgi.
back to the story.
Okay.
He cleared his throat to say, "Dad just misses you. He doesn't know what to do, so he takes it out on me. I can't just." She put her hand on his face once more, as though she could actually hold his cheek in her palm. "Do you trust me, kiddo?" she said in a loving tone. He had hated when she called him kiddo. It made him feel small. But to hear his older sister say it now, after so many months, he didn't mind as much. "Of course I do. You always took care of me. And I plan to keep taking care of you. Come on. Grab Mr. Turner and let's go." He went to pick up his bear, then approached the window where she now floated. He walked and waited a moment before realizing his sister couldn't lift the window herself. He imagined she could probably just fly through it, but was being polite by waiting for him. Or maybe ghosts didn't work the way he thought they did. He tucked Mr. Turner under his arm and lifted. She floated past him, out the opened window, and into the dark woods. He climbed out as quickly as he could, making sure not to lose his stuffed friend while he did so. As he started to close the window, he heard his sister tell him not to bother with it. He took the time to, anyways. He didn't want the night air cooling the house. Regardless of his feelings for his father, he thought no one deserved to sleep in the cold. Okay, now there's a page break showing that we're with a different narrator. The fairy picked her teeth. She hated how flesh stuck to them, but the taste was one she could never give up. Squirrels could only keep someone satisfied for so long. It motivated the creature to work on her projection skills. It took a lot of fungi and flora growths to cultivate a convincing effect, but she had pulled it off, the perfect spell. She
Okay, hold on. See, you're trying to like guilt trip me into being a like telling me I'm a suspicious person, trying to like tell me that I should like calm down. You're implying that I'm like too paranoid. And then literally 15 seconds later, what is happening? Like, I also thought it was low-key weird. It's like, I'm sorry. Of course ghosts work the way that you think they do. So, why can't she fly through the window? Probably because she's some kind of like vampire and needs an invitation or
to
something like.
leave. She needs an invitation to leave. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because she's like
And I never
corporeal.
said you were
The right word.
wrong. I just said you were
You were trying,
suspicious.
yeah, you were trying to like call me out on being suspicious, and obviously my suspicions are right. Like
But
I'm just saying,
again, never said you were
paranoid people live.
wrong.
This is all it is to it. Okay, let's hear about how this horrible person murders this child. I'm so ready for this. Let's go. Though it's just so sad. Okay.
She couldn't help but feel a little prideful. Making a shape with blue light was difficult, let alone the shape of a human. Adults had better flesh, but children were easier to trick. Children who had suffered a loss, even easier. Yes, go down the dark hole, child. It's safe. You can be safe. The fairy laughed, then proceeded to wipe some blood from her lips. She used her sickly thin fingers to finish scraping away the skin and the blood that was drying on her needle-like dental work. She stared at the stuffed bear that lay next to the boy. She murmured some words under her breath, and the toy burst into flames. This brought out another laugh. Her long wings lifted her off the ground as she mentally prepared a list of ingredients. When she had lured the sister into the woods, she had no idea how fruitful it would be. A whole family struck by tragedy. Sadly, only one adult. Regardless, all this flesh. The father would be weaker now. She would study him like she had the boy. She was full now, so she could wait. She was ready to prepare again. Okay, so the author is Jordan Van Hooser.
See, that was really well written, and like I liked the pace of the story, but I think one of the things that I don't like about horror so much is that the monster wins. There's not a lot of resolution. It's just it makes me sad. Was a good story. Thank you for sharing. It just that frustrates me.
Well, I'm not like I'm gonna be sad for the kids, but I'm not as sad for the adults because I feel like he probably deserves it. And I did think it was kind of like a reflection on abuse because oftentimes a victim just like perpetuates the cycle, and because predators seek out victims.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, like, because, because oftentimes people will say in an abuse situation, you were the person that was supposed to keep them the safest or whatever. But you're right. If that person is not doing their job right, they become victims to other people because predators will seek them out because they're already, what's the word I'm looking for? Conditioned. So, yeah,
Hey,
that's.
is it po we should have put a trigger warning on this. Is it possible to put something at the beginning?
Yeah, we can record a trigger warning and I'll just put it at the beginning.
Okay, sounds good.
And
I'll
then
do
you
the
can put
same.
a written trigger warning at the beginning of the video. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, because this one, it was really, like I said, really well written and how fairies behave, I suppose. You would think, like the bad fairies.
Well, that's all I had.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, listeners, you can find us at anywhere podcast-wise, Spotify, Anchor, CastBox, Google Podcast, and Stitcher. So if you want to find us there, that would be cool. And Spotify just started allowing ratings, so we would love some ratings. Whatever rating you want to give us, that's cool because like constructive feedback is also truly appreciated.
No, 5 stars only.
No. Kevin,
Lame,
we've
lame,
talked about this. No.
lame.
Okay. Also, if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Instagram at nightmare fuel underscore four and nightmare lane podcast at gmail.com. If you guys send us in some stories, they can be from your imagination or they can be real life experiences. We'll do a special listener episode. So that would be really fun if you participate. That would be cool. Bless you.
Sorry.
In the meantime, that's all we have. So thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry this was a short episode and my reaction was not as fun and vivacious as it should be. Like, wow.
So I apologize for nothing.
Okay.
And also, before we go, I want to say if you're going through something hard, if you're dealing with personal whatevers, know that you're not alone, and we care about you, and we appreciate you, and we know that you're trying your best. So just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and know that you're loved, and there are
Yeah,
people out there who care.
because I love you. I love all of you guys who are listening. And I know it sounds ingenuine because I'm one of those people where somebody would say it to me and I would think it was ingenuine, but it's unconditional, actually, at this point. So we're clear. Okay.
All right. Until next week, take care.
Yeah, stay spooky and don't see any Yagamuffins. All right.
Yeah, beware the Yagamuffins.
Okay. Bye.